Good morning. Thank you for coming and being with us in the living room on Sunday morning. God bless you. We want to praise the Lord. Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We thank you. You are the wonderful one. You are more real than we are real. And Lord, I pray that the listener today, as they are with us and Brother Freedom ministers by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray in Jesus' name that they will have a realization that God is more real than they are, and that they'll love you and they'll serve you, and they'll give their hearts to you, and they'll receive your mighty help and your mighty deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for touching us all. In Jesus' name, thank you for anointing Brother Freedom, we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Freedom has selected some scripture for us this morning. It's in 2 Peter, the very first chapter, the first 10 verses. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Praise God.
Amen.
Father, we do praise you for this beautiful, wonderful day that you've given to us. We do pray and ask that you would cover us with your precious Holy Spirit, that you would fill us with your gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can come to know you better and better each day and be ready for your coming. Thank you for blessing and honoring Brother Freedom as he speaks forth your word. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I just praise you. I glorify your wonderful name. And Lord, this chapter right here, you could build a Bible college on this. The people would receive bounty. They would receive blessing. This is your word going forth. We need to put on your nature, as we're your children. We was once tangled with the powers of darkness, and you've come and set us free. Glory to God. You want us to grow and look like you, act like you, smell like you, follow you, go through things with you in a mighty way. Lord, we just praise you and we glorify that name above every name. In the name of Jesus, all things consist. We're made even when we thought of. We praise you for Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you that you came and you brought forth the Holy Ghost with power for your people. And Lord, that's the direction that you want us to walk in. We would serve, being led by your Spirit in a clear direction, not a way of guessing, but we know you because you're righteous. And we know that our flesh is, there's no good thing in flesh. And Father, we know through the anointing is how it comes to pass. And Father, we just pray that you'll bless this name. Anoint your word as has never been anointed before. I pray that you'll speak yourself this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. We're getting to areas that the church doesn't know anything about, but it's where we should have been 50 years ago. It talks about grace and peace being multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. There was a fear of multiplication. That multiplication never even was born. Sad to say. Lord, just showing me the church is so poor, they never even got to first base. They struck out. You put it in baseball terminology, they struck out. They stood up the plate, and they pulled the Holy Ghost, and they struck out. That was just the beginning. And then, if you get on base, then you gotta make the next base. That's life. Then you gotta take the next base. because the last base is your home run for heaven. Oh, come on, come on, what a challenge. Because the players that's against you are the works of the devil. And when you position yourself around these, God's going with you, but they got hordes around. They got more people surrounded. You're just there by yourself. Same as if baseball. That just came to me. The Lord showed me that's what it is. Multiply. Our blessings should multiply. Why? Because we're to put on the divine nature, whereby give us great and precious promises that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Be partakers of the divine nature. It's the divine nature. This consists of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. This was the divine. They all work together. We should never get so much as we put one up here, Mike. They're all together. It's moved by the Spirit. We get an unction that's beyond the understanding of mortal men, beyond understanding of the natural man. That's why God says we must pursue this with all of our might. Then it goes down about adding faith. All these are backups in greater power as we go forth. We never engaged hard things. We just took the soft route, and actually we just was all came to being praising the Lord. But even that quit because then it got emotional. You go there and you feel good because you sinned all week and you're going there and you said, well, I'm okay. So self just loves that. You just feel good. God says he chastises those whom he loveth. He wants us to grow up to serve him. And the natural way, you grow up and you serve yourself. And you adorn more of your own people. Those that just like you. You'll take something off a man, but you don't take it off of God. God is the power. We need to get used to him now. Because you're not used to him now, I'd be afraid to live with him forever when not ever getting used to him because he's a consuming power. He's beyond any description of terror, if you want to say, but God's also love. He's everything. He's the first, the last, the beginning, the end, the top, the bottom, the in and the out. He's everything. There's no logic in ourselves. We have not the logic that's capable of dealing with things of God. Here we practice in a church that practice God, but we don't live it. We're far from it because we haven't got the nature. The child of God is abstained from all appearance of evil. If you know something's not right there, I quit jobs because things weren't right. God expects us to have his nature so endued in it that he don't speak to us all the time, but it don't seem right. It don't fit right. He said, well, then go on what you know. See, God wants us to grow. If God was out here every day and says, well, you go left turn, right turn, you'd just be a little child. A pastor should not be given. He knows. He gets renewing of his mind. Prove that right spirit comes from God. The renewing. The counsel, the direction, the ability of God the Father, God the Son, by the authority that's in you, that you become a living reality of God. That's God says, that's my child. My child has taken on my nature. Oh, praise God. He's doing my will. He's following after me. It makes the heart of God. Oh, he's so, God said he's wonderful. Come ashamable. He is glorious. I speak these things and I don't speak them because I'm anybody. I know there's a lot of people condemn me. He says, oh, you can't. What does that mean to get on the nature of God? I don't claim to be a pastor. I don't claim to be nothing, but I'm working on taking on his nature. When you take on his nature, you take on the heirship of God the Father. He becomes greater than your calling. Your calling is where God directs you, moves upon you. No, you take on the heirship of God. And through that, I receive an unction from heaven, not of man. My credentials don't come from man. My credentials come from God the Father, God the Son, and God. If that's not good enough, well, you're just going to go the other way because I have nothing to say. Because all authority that I have doesn't come from myself. It comes from God. We're to grow in the nature. How do you do that? Become saved, first step. And then you take on following God. And hopefully it comes to your church.
But the pastor has to follow the same thing that I'm doing. Here, you're not going no place. You're not going no place. Hear me. Unless you take on the divine nature of God. It comes by surrendering. Getting rid of the old man. That takes a while. If you got anger, it still can crop up sometime till God renews you and renews you to that don't happen no more. It's a slow process. Most of it takes all of our life. The end of life, praise God, I'm a shootable. We're ready for heaven. Our eyes are totally on God. Our eyes can be done through the Spirit. I can pray for someone and I know they're going to recover. I know up to this day, up there you got to right now, come a sheet of a coat of a suit for that man that has that problem right now. He knows who he is. Bring healing to his body right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Out there, anywhere else, God's here to endue with power right now. You need to be listening to service because God has a time. And time, it may be 5 years ago when you hear this, but it'll be activated at the time. See, God is not even retired on anything. And if we work for him, we're not retired either. We're living by his strength. We're living by his morals. His morals are really high. He has a keenness in his heart that's beyond understanding. He'll undo us with power, a supernatural understanding that we never know. We can't get it through a college. We can't get it through a teachings. But this can be done if the pastor is where he should be. He can move just like I'm doing now, and you're going to grow. But this has not been taking place. It's all been the natural man. And the natural man, he has a tendency to get upset, lose his temper, has trouble with lust, all these things that come in the natural body. And yet, it's for everybody. I don't care who you are, you're going to have that unless he renews your nature continuously. You haven't got a guarantee even right now. I got to renew every day. We live in a glass house that's so shaky. It's shaky, shaky, shaky. The only thing that keeps us together is Jesus Christ. The power of the glory of the Holy Ghost in us. The Spirit of God touching us all the time. We're no match for what you face. We face the things of darkness. But greater is he that's in us. And all the things are in the world. If you walk by God and you take on his nature, you cannot do it through the flesh. You're going to end up in the poorhouse. Your church is not no spiritual gifts. That's the poorhouse. It's a poorhouse. There should be gifts of God moving to your midst by the scores, multiplying. But still done by the Spirit of God. There's no big eyes or little U's. It's all God. It's nothing that you've done or I've done that warrants anything. My righteousness in God's eyes is just as filthy rags. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. So when Jesus set us free, we become more and conquerors through him that loved us. That we can pray through heaven with the gifts of God. And one day we're going to pray through that. Oh, praise God. I hold Kamashino. My cup runneth over. It's going to pray through the heaven. And God said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. What about you? Well, he said, I see you. I've never seen you. I don't even understand you. I never knew you. Lots of people where my hands are going right now through the world. He never knew you. You used to grow. It came right here in the Word of God. Give all diligence. Add your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, goodness, brotherly love, kindness, charity. All these are a product of your nature. And someone says you something, did you hear from God? Yeah, I did, but I don't really know how. It's way faster. See, I used to years ago when I first started off, the Lord says, go down here, but it quit. I didn't know, dear group, but that's why I was Lord, just pull me through that time. The nature is better. It's because you're God's child. You're heir of God, and God gives you that nature. And as long as you're marching by him, unless he changes you, you keep going forth. You don't have to worry whether it's right or wrong. If you're walking, God's nature, God, as long as everything's going, just keep going. Stand Therefore, fast the liberty where Christ has set you free. Stand strong in the Lord. That stands as you having the all to stand. Why do you waver? Why do you faint? Because you're not where you should be. The anointing breaks forth all of the yokes, all the powers, all the darkness, every ill, every, no ill shall harm you, no trouble. It would be all faith in your life. You don't worry about the things of darkness. You care for the one that's unlovely because you want to love his soul. You have a love for the weak, and that weak is spiritually. Yes, we person gets weak in body, that's a hindrance, but it's not really anything devastating. When we get spirit work spiritually, we're beyond, we gotta get help. We're marching in a suicide direction. In the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mark, right now, you're going a suicide direction. And I prophesied that if you don't get right, you're going to come and say, you're going to lose what your crown. God don't want you to be a loser. But I'll guarantee you, you need to straighten up and start acting and we're wanting His nature. Is it what Dr. King said? It's what God says. It's not what your denomination says. It's what God says. It's the Spirit of God that leads you independently. You take on His nature, you're going to have fellowship with Him all the time. And God don't have to tell you everything because you know. You abstain from all appearance of evil. That's the first thing you learn. You pray in everything, giving thanks always to the Father, is worthy of all praise. The Israelites could not get in the promised land because they weren't thankful. They was walking rebellion. When you rebel and not thankful, that's where the church is right now. The church is rebelling against the Spirit of God. They're rebelling. They don't want it. That's rebellion. Means they have no power. They got a name, having the form of godliness, but they denying the power thereof. It says, from such turn away from. I've been scorned. I've been told, everybody, that I'm going to say it openly right now. I've been following God in a better way than they've been following. They told me that I had to be living in a church. I had to do this thing. But see, they're not fulfilling by the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not first in your life, you better get out of that place and make sure you start aligning yourself as a child, follow Holy Ghost, and He'll teach you. He'll bring you to a place until you can start growing. Right now, you're withering. You're very dry. You're not sure. All these are the signs a failure is on its way. You don't want to need failure no longer. You need growth. You need a direction towards heaven. You need to keep your eyes upon the Lord. He is the one, and the only one that can help you. He's the only one that can provide for you. The Lord just provides for me. I do stupid things. The other day, I said it before, but I was washing my clothes. And I don't pretend my wife did all those things when she was alive. You know, it's a challenge to me to wash clothes. But I was not very sharp on what I do sometimes. That's what we are in life. We're real sharp in ourselves. So I know that about me, so I'm going to put my eyes upon the Lord. Still, that washing of clothes become my responsibility, even though I'm a child of God. See, God wants me to do right even then. But if I do wrong, if I pray for Him before, He covers me. Well, I had a little bag, and I, two of them, put my keys and stuff in it. I don't think a man's cut was very special with having a purse, but so this bag started the next thing step down for a man to have. So I got this two bags, and I thought I'll wash one. I've washed it for a while back, and I'll wash the other one. So I unloaded both of them, and I thought, well, these two little energy bars there, I'll stick them in the one, and I'll keep it out, and I'll put my keys in it, and I'll put my little soap, extra little ball of whitening, so these things that only women know and we don't know. But anyway, make the story short, after I washed the clothes, I did all right to that point. Then, on the next point, I had to put clothes in the dryer. Well, I thought I had that one was in the washer, but by the time that I went from the washer to the dryer, I forgot about the bag, really. So I see the bag up on the top of the dryer. I'm like, well, I just set it up here. And really, for just a second, I lost it. And I said, well, I haven't seen it. That must be it. I told myself that I was speaking a lie to my own self. That's what we do spiritually. We let ourselves think, well, you're all right when you're not. That's what Satan does, just exactly like that. He lures me into that place and, oh, you know, well, it's okay. Yeah, it's all right. But God protected me. Both bags were in there. Wow, how'd that happen? Well, here I go out. I went to this room in there where they got a place where you can get, it's pretty cool that day in the washroom there. So I got there, and sitting in there, and I just praying, trying to keep a mind upon the Lord. So I go back there and I figure, well, I must have left it in that room. Nothing. Oh my goodness. Dawned on me what happened right there. And I'll bet you out there today, I don't like that word bet you, but I imagine there's some of you out there today that you're the same way spiritually. You're that way of, well, I better. The only thing that got saved me was prayer. Because it's impossible for that packaging, that candy junk in that dryer, I could just see it. all the clothes, and I'd had two of them, not one, but two of them. And I mean, there was peanuts and stuff in some of those, and you know how they, and I knew that I was going to have to hire someone to wash that dryer because I'd have to go bite the bullet. I'd have to go tell them, I says, you know, I told them no. And so from then on, they probably, well, let's wash that old fellow. He's just troublesome. I'd already faced that. Lord, I'll just, whatever happens, I'll just take it. I'm going to humble myself. But see, God didn't want me to be humbled. Not in that way. Open that dryer up. It wasn't one speck of dust. It was just glorious. And I found those two little glory, come a sheet of them, come. Oh, my heart was so glad. I went back and I just praised the Lord. I said, thank you, come a sheet of them, come. I had a hallelujah time. Don't take much to make me happy, but that was a lot. I could just see myself. The ridicule that I had to went through says the old man went out here and he just messed up our dryer. We're going to have to, you have to clean it up. And all the, you know, it couldn't have been any worse thing done. And washing clothes. But it fits in our life. God took care of me. In life, there's things that you're going to do that's stupid, but God's there, he's going to take you through it. If you got into the mind nature, it says, oh, my child, you just go right on through. But you need to have the starting point is being the child of God. And that only comes by heirs of God. You're going to take on his nature. Here I prayed. I said, Lord, cover me when I do these clothes. I don't normally say that. The Holy Spirit made me say that. He knew. He foreknew all. And you can walk with it. There's no guilt that way. There's no strength. There's power. There's a blessing. When you walk, I'm crippled right now, but I still don't fear because God goes with me. And wherever you are, he will go with you. You're going to make mistakes. Even with Spirit-filled. Praise God. But God understands, but you've done all you can do. And having you done all you do, God's going to meet your need. When you pray, you should pray for yourself first a little bit. Some things, God wants you to pray for yourself to get healed. I always thought the fact that was selfishness too, but I found out it wasn't. God wants us to learn to be able to pray for ourselves that we can help others pray more effectively ourselves. If we can't pray for herself, then something's wrong. I had I had a blood coming out of my urine. This is God telling me to say what I'm doing as the truth. Went to the doctor, the emergency room. They took tests and they said, well, I can't find nothing wrong with you. So the next day I got worse and I went again. Can't find nothing wrong with you. So I went back and I said, Lord, they can't find nothing wrong with me. There's something really wrong with me. And I never really prayed for myself at that point. I said, Lord, I'm going to pray for myself. Well, why don't you do that and something's going to happen. And 20 minutes, total healing. That's me making a mistake. We need to grow to that place. Lord, help me this day. I say, help me every day. Yesterday I said, help me. Help my steps to be ordered by you. That's because you're taking on his nature. See, we thought that, how is it going to be? We pictured selfishness and all these little tools. They was just imps out there trying to keep us from having the fullness of God. We're taking on heirship. God the Father is going to take care of me. Now, he did clip my wings on the throat, but the rest of it, he's going to take care of me. He's going to help my legs get better, better, better. He's going to help me if he wants to stay up. He's going to help me. There's nothing hid from God. And you need to wake up out there because he is your, I don't like that word ace, but he's your what you're going to have to make it to heaven. And you think earth is bad. If you don't have him in eternity, it's going to be a bad place where you go. There's only two directions out there, men and women, where you are today. It's either heaven or hell. There's no in-betweens. And I truly believe what I've read of this Bible, I've read and read and read, and I've ate it, that he wants us to come into perfection somehow. But that's a growth. It's just like your kindergarten. If you hopefully, by the time you're 80, 90 years old, you at least got to the fourth grade. That many years, you should at least get fourth. But you'd like to get through high school, through college, as far as you can expand. You don't really like that when you're still in the kindergarten. Still gotta have your, more than that, you gotta have your diapers changed, and you gotta be potty changed, and all these stuff that takes place. These bodies, I'm just speaking, it's right what I'm speaking, but we should grow to that end, to do the will of God. But we're not there. If God be for us, who the me is against us? I'm gonna quit right now. God's here to touch you in a mighty way. If you have a need, if you can't do it, call to us, and we'll help you. But start learning to pray for yourself. Pray heartily to the Lord. And God, tell him what your need is. He knows where you are. He wants to be your parent. The way it's been, got a bunch of orphans out here. They gotta get someone like me to pray for them. You don't, Brother Freedom don't need to, you can pray too. I want to encourage you and whoever out here, pray for yourself. Because it's growth time. It's time to encourage others to pray for themselves. You take on the nature day by day. You stand against any, you endure hardness of the good soldier. You lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. And you run that race with patience. That's what you do daily. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you and enrich you in the mind in a way today that you've never been touched before. I pray that God will fulfill all things for you. Give you blessing evermore. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Thank you for spending this Sunday morning, these few minutes in the living room with us. I'm glad I was here, and I hope you're glad you're here, because we got to hear some wonderful truth from heaven. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.